Thank you, Dr. Bryant, and welcome to you all for this session. I have no relationships to disclose. The learning objective of this session is to provide the method used for conducting a long-term health portfolio evaluation in a low-income country, and identify some implications for improving the next phase of Mali health system. So this is the overview of Mali health status as of 2013. So you can see that it is ranked 178 out of 182 countries. It's ranked very low. It still has high IMR, infant mortality rate, as well as maternal mortality rate. 38% of children are suffering from chronic malnutrition, that is equivalent to stunting. The fertility rate is very high. HIV prevalence is low as compared to other sub-Saharan countries. And malaria is highly endemic. About 52% of children carry malaria parasite during a high transmission period. So these figures are in 2013, but when health portfolio started 2003, it was much worse. So based on the health priority of Mali, USAID designed its high impact health services, and they concentrated on six priority interventions related to diarrhea or immunization, nutrition, family planning, maternal health, HIV prevention, and malaria prevention. Three bilateral projects were implemented. They were implemented by three consortium. First one is implemented by APTS and partners. They were called National Technical Assistance Project. They implemented interventions at national and regional level. The second was implemented by CARE and partners. It is called Kenya Siwara Project. It was implemented at district and primary health care level. And the third one was implemented by PSI, and it was mainly social marketing of health care products and information. Then in 2008, Mali was introduced as President Malaria Initiative, and assessment was made to understand how PMI could be incorporated in Mali health system. And during that review process, the three bilateral projects were also re-awarded with structural modifications. ATN became ATN Plus. Now it is implementing at the national, regional, district level, as well as providing health center trainings to healthcare workers. PKC1 became PKC2. Now it also strengthens community health association, which are community organization based at the community level. So earlier it was only providing services to primary health centers, but now it was also supporting community-based organization as well as community health workers. So IBTCI was contracted in September 2013 to conduct an external evaluation to help USAID Mali understand the extent to which it has contributed in improving the health status of Malians, and what have been effectiveness of their investment over the past 10 years, and what have been, they wanted us to focus on the main areas such as malaria, family planning, MCH, WASH, and nutrition. So these were the evaluation objectives given to us: to review the health portfolio technical approach, to assess the performance against planned results or targets from 2003 to 2013, assess the appropriateness and complementarity of mix of interventions at the strategic objective, intermediate result, activity levels, and also see how how the demographic trends are ongoing, and whether the country's strategy is in line with the Global Health Initiative of USAID, and what has been the extent of changes in utilization of service and capacity building of health services delivery, and what are the lessons learned, and what are the recommendations for future HIV, future USAID Mali reprogramming. So at the proposal stage, we wanted to randomly select USAID investment side and non-investment side, but due to political condition of Mali, we were only able to go to most secure area at that time, that was Sikasso region. It's in the south. And then in that region, we selected one district, Kadiolo, with long history of USAID investment, and Euroso with very limited USAID activity. Our evaluation team comprised of epidemiologists, public health specialists, social scientists, behavior change expert, and biostatistician. The consultant team visited Mali during September 2013 to November 2013. They were assisted by 5 local research assistants, two male, 2 female, and 1 male supervisor. And IBTCI provided headquarter management support and technical support. We use mixed methodology using quantitative as well as qualitative methods. We conducted data review, with desk review of background documents starting from 2003. We also studied DHS reports, major evaluation study, which they did in 2013, as well as UN reports. We conducted key informant interviews at Ministry of Health level, and as well as other donor at national, regional, district, and community levels. We conducted focus group interviews with beneficiaries. At each district, we visited 1 urban and 2 rural villages, and about 60 beneficiaries participated in these focus group discussions. We conducted a mini survey among health facility workers and community workers, and we also developed 2 case studies, 1 village in each district. The limitation of methodology was that the documentation provided to us, like for 2003 to 2007, there was not many documents, but we had a lot of documents for year 2008 to 2013. We had to rely on implementers' data, which is obviously not from independent evaluators. The data reports were by region and not by the district level. Although Euroso was presented to us as a comparison district, we later find in our data analysis that other USAID finance projects are also working in other areas. For example, we found that there is a capacity project improving pharmaceutical strengthening pharmaceutical system strengthening project, fistula care project, acquire project. These other projects were also working at the same time when health portfolio was implemented. And the MOH data collection system was not good. Many of the indicators were not well understood by data collectors who are working in the health facilities. Some of the numerator definitions were not clear, and also reporting from data from the health facility to district to region was not good, so some of the data were missing. However, when we did the DHS data review, we find that since 2001, all the indicators are showing improvement. Infant mortality is showing decrease, and child mortality is decreased. Coverage of vaccination has increased. Malnutrition still remains the same. HIV is slight improvement. Contraceptive is also improvement, but not very much. And in total fertility rate also, there's not much improvement. Malaria case, you can see that suspected malaria diagnosis is increasing. This may be explained by 2008 President Malaria Initiative. After that, maybe the case detection rate has increased. And after 2010, there's a slight decrease, maybe because preventive interventions are more implemented after PMI. You can see the immunization from these figures. You can see that about 15% are still never reached by immunization services. You can notice the dropout rate between DPT-1 and DPT-3 is huge. It indicates that there is a problem in following up a cohort of children who first came for DPT-1, and about 39% of children complete full immunization schedule. And you can also notice that usually DPT-3 and polio-3 is given at the same time, but we see that polio-3 is, the coverage is lower, maybe due to this is because lack of vaccine availability. In 2011, a SMART study was conducted by UNICEF, and they documented that there is improvement in malnutrition in Sikasso region, but other regions still face high malnutrition rates. This is data from MOH, which we collected. We can see that the USAID investment side, Cardiolo versus Euroso, is showing improvement over the non-investment side, but the region is still showing poor progress. This is accessibility of minimum package of services. Here we can see that the intervention investment site has more coverage than non-investment site. In Mali, the norm is to have 3 ANC visits per pregnant woman. You can see at the investment site, they have more coverage as compared to non-investment site. But overall, the region is still a poor coverage. This is contraceptive prevalence. Investment site is slightly better than non-investment site. We also conducted stakeholders key informant interviews, and we administered a survey, and we calculated the response it was an ordinal scale survey, and we calculated response and calculated scores. So more than 90% of stakeholders agreed that the USAID portfolio has led to significant improvement and timely results. And most significant contributions was in development of healthcare worker skills, maternal and child health intervention, malaria prevention, community primary health care, as well as addressing gender issues during planning and implementation of interventions. However, most of the respondents said that there is overlap and duplication for health between USAID and other donors, as well as between USAID's other health activities. And they appreciated USAID contribution for health policy and system strengthening. However, they felt that the quality of services are still not strong. The major accomplishments were assistance to development of national health policy and guidelines and support to training healthcare staff. However, stakeholders mentioned that the true interventions are still not reaching at the ground level, and we cannot see a true impact. The technical approach for ATN and PKC were appropriate. However, they felt that the monitoring and evaluation, operations research, and data use is still lacking. Social and behavior change communication has been successful in informing beneficiaries, but still there is no the actual behavior change is still not occurring. At the community interviews, they appreciated USAID's contribution for improving their health over the last year. They compared what is available to them at this stage over versus 10 years ago. So most of the community members appreciated what USAID contributed for improving community health information and as well as quality of services at the health community health services. They indicated appreciation for impregnant bed nets, childhood immunization, free medicines available to children, pregnant women, and construction of community health centers, as well as community awareness. So overall conclusion was that the overall health has improved in Mali during the last decade, as we see by repeated DHS and other studies. However, the significant progress has occurred in other regions also where USAID was not concentrating. This may be due to maybe at the planning stage it was not taken into account how or there was no donor coordination. The USAID support was highly appreciated for health system strengthening and skill development. Now for the future intervention, I think the intervention has to go below at the community level to increase management capacity of health community organizations as well as improving the behavior change at the community level. Thank you.